China has required COVID testing on imported meat shipments for some time, but disinfection and tracing requirements have begun to slow movement of product into commercial channels. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard has more in this USMEF report.
Since the summer, following outbreaks at wholesale food markets, China has been swab testing imported meat and poultry, and especially its packaging, for COVID. And at first, the testing was only conducted at ports during the product clearance process and on a sampled basis. But now China has implemented new rules mandating that all imported meat and poultry be tested again at inland cold stores and distribution centers before moving on to end users like supermarkets and restaurants. Following more outbreaks among port and airport workers, China then mandated that all imported meat and poultry not only had to be COVID tested, but had to undergo a disinfection procedure also to be conducted at approved inland warehouses. China has also begun to layer on a new phone app-based traceability system requiring any party handling imported meat and poultry to scan information about the product's upstream and downstream movements. So what's been the market impact of all this COVID testing and disinfection? The effects have really been more pronounced just over the last few weeks. There have been some slowdowns in product clearance at ports as product looks to find approved warehouses where it can be disinfected. And then there's been a slowdown in the movement of products as wholesalers need to get their COVID test and disinfection certificates. And we are hearing of some consumer pushback on imported meat and poultry. So these developments are coming at an inopportune time, as this really is the peak meat purchasing and consumption season leading up to the February 12th Lunar New Year. Overall, though, we expect these current hiccups to be temporary. And as China and the rest of the world lurch forward with vaccinations in the coming months, everyone will be trying to put this pandemic in the rearview mirror.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.